Good morning. Our question today is, what is something that we can bear in mind and maybe incorporate into our lives on Erev Yom Kippur? Maybe this is actually a lesson that we can incorporate into our lives all year long. So we're going to tell three stories today, Erev Yom Kippur stories, and hopefully we'll be able to call an important message from it. So the first one relates to Rav Yisrael Salanter, the great founder of the Musar movement, and this happened on Erev Yom Kippur, and we're not talking about in the morning or the early afternoon. This happened after the Suda Mafsekes, which is the last meal of the day, before heading off to shul and hearing Kol Nidre. And Rav Yisrael Salanter, after the Suda Mafsekes, turns to Shamish, his assistant, and says, "Can you please call for me this boy who was visiting from Kovna?" This boy had requested from Yisrael Salanter a letter of recommendation a day or two earlier, and Rav Yisrael Salanter, being so busy, had forgotten. And now he remembered. Then they call the boy, and Rav Yisrael Salanter, even though getting into Yom Kippur, this is a very busy time, that is what he wanted to focus on, took out a piece of paper, took out a pen, and he wrote the letter of recommendation for that boy. And thereafter, the people there washing his shamas, they ask, "Why was this so urgent to do? We're going to shul, we're on the way out, one foot out the door, and that's when you remember and you're writing the recommendation. It could have waited till after the fast. It could have waited till Motzei Yom Kippur, the day after Yom Kippur." And his response was as follows: "This boy asked me already yesterday, 2 days ago, for this letter of a recommendation. I forgot, and I only remembered right now, and I did not want to cause this boy sorrow by going into Yom Kippur without having his letter of recommendation. So indeed, I wanted to take care of it now so he'd be able to focus on his davening." That is story number one. Story number two is about the Chassam Sofer. Also, Erev Yom Kippur, very busy day, and he requests of his daughter, "Please do me a favor. Please go to one side of the city, and there is one of my students there. He's a yosom, he's an orphan. And I also want you to go there afterward to the other side of the city. There is a place that is a girl who is an orphan. And I want you to tell each of them that after Yom Kippur, I'd like them to have a shidduch together. I'd like to set them up that they should go out and see if they are a good match to get married." That's what it was. That's what it was on his mind. He's sending his daughter. So his daughter asks him as follows: "What is so urgent right now that we are going into Kol Nidre? We're going into Yom Kippur. The hour is very late. And why is this the time that you're having me go to both places?" She was happy to help the father, but wanted to understand exactly what's going on here, the urgency of the situation. And the Chassam Sofer answered her as follows: "It is specifically at this time that I am in search for additional mitzvahs, so I could take those mitzvahs with me when I go to shul, so I will have more schuyos, so I'll have more merits going into the day of Yom Kippur, especially this great mitzvah of marrying a yosom to a yosoma, to marrying a boy and girl. They're both yosomi and they're both orphans. Tremendous mitzvah. That is something that we should be doing Erev Yom Kippur, so we can bring that merit into Yom Kippur." That is story number two. Story number three, going back to Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. And Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, Erev Yom Kippur, he was sighted going into the Ezras Nashim of the shul, into the women's section, with a hammer. And there he was going bench by bench and hammering in the nails that were sticking out of the benches. He was concerned that the women would tear their clothing on Yom Kippur from the nails that were sticking out. And accordingly, he was going in personally to fix all of those nails that were sticking out, make sure there was nothing sharp that was protruding from the benches that would tear the clothing. And this we see an unbelievable thing. This is what's on the mind of Rav Yisrael Salanter and the Chassam Sofer and other great Gdolim going into Yom Kippur, that this is a time to do mitzvahs. Bein Adam L'Chavero, not only Bein Adam L'Makom, but Bein Adam L'Chavero, that indeed should be the focus. And this is something that we can take with us each and every day of our lives. It doesn't have to be only Erev Yom Kippur. Certainly you have more of a focus on Erev Yom Kippur because we want to bring this mitzvah in Yom Kippur. But if you do it any day of the life, we're also, any day of the life is before Yom Kippur. It may not be Erev Yom Kippur, but it's still going to be a mitzvah that we take into the Mirtz Hashem, the next Yom Kippur. So just to maybe bring a practical halacha as we talk about this concept of seizing the opportunity to do a mitzvah. So at this time of year, so many guests come from various places into our shuls. Talk about here in Yerushalayim, so many guests are here visiting, Baruch Hashem, it's very nice to see faces, some of which we haven't seen since before Corona, and the shuls are full, and there's a inclination by some, when somebody's sitting in their seat, because they sit there each and every day of the year, to ask them to move elsewhere. And in fact, that is not the wisest of things to do. We have an opportunity here to let people sit in our seats, even if it's our seat, but we have the opportunity to firstly not embarrass them, not make them feel bad. So we should be ma'avir al midosenu. We should let them sit there, because there indeed could be isurim involved with telling somebody to move. If somebody is concerned about their makam kavua, halachically makam kavua means within 4 amos, that's about 6 feet. So no need to ask somebody to leave your seat, because your seat, your makam, is within 6 feet of that, approximately 2 meters. So you can sit close if that is of concern. But if there's a real reason that somebody should be asked to move, don't do it yourself. This is the eighth of Rav Gershon Best, and I heard the same thing from Yitzchak Berkowitz, the great Rosh Yeshiva of Eish HaTorah, and they were both of the view that if there is going to be a situation of asking someone, shouldn't be done. Typically, default is let the person sit there, but if somebody is going to be asking, don't do it yourself. The gabbai should do it of the shul in a very kind way, and never ask somebody to leave unless another spot is prepared for that individual. And you have to say it in a very nice way. Oh, would you mind moving over? This is the seat that's designated for you. Here's a great seat for you. Something along that nature. So this is an opportunity, a real opportunity. I always be talking about seizing the opportunity to do mitzvahs. This we can consider the mitzvah of hachnasas orachim. If we have somebody in our seat and we consider it our seat, even more so, that's the opportunity to let somebody sit there. And if it is our seat, and if we think of it as our seat, then when we let somebody sit there, we should have in mind we are doing the mitzvah of hachnasas orachim. That is a mitzvah of chesed, a mitzvah of midoraisa. We learn from Avram Avinu, as opposed to sitting in your makam kavua, which is a derabbanan, and it's certainly not a deraisa. And even so, we can be mekayim it within 4 amos. So we have so much to gain by letting somebody sit in our seat. And then we should just use it as inspiration for the next day to get there earlier and be sitting there first and not have the issue. Have a wonderful day.